trying to understand the Gemara's din of Shleisha Shiyashu L'Kayim Sashtar Shnayim Makirin Be'echarei Makir. So, the Gemara has three Shmaminas from this Nemra. Shmamina Tlash, Shmamina Eidna Sadayin, which we'll have to discuss by Richlis, the concept of Eidna Sadayin. Shmamina Dayanim Hamakirin Chasimis Yideho Eidim Einam Tzrichin Lahayad Bifneim. What's the second one? What? That they don't have to. That the Yonim HaMakir says Eidim ain't Tzrichin Lahayad Bifneim. They don't need Eidus in front of them. Is that the same thing as Eidna Sadayin?
They don't need a Haggadah.
They don't need a Haggadah. Is that the same as Eidna Sadayin? Is it possible to be one without the other?
That could in theory mean that all three of them recognize it. Don't have to say anything. Okay, we recognize it. It's fine. The first case of Eidna Sadayin was the two of the, if you see from the fact, the two of the Dayanim were able to go and make in front of the third one, they could say, thinking. They don't say that they don't mean the Eidus. All they are talking about those two guys, they don't have to say anything to them.
It's possible to say Eidna Sadayin and Tzrichin Lahayad Bifneim. The Baal Amor points out, the Baal Amor asks, why do you need Eidna Sadayin and Dayanim HaMakirin Seim Ein Tzrichin Lahayad Bifneim? He says, because we do have the Pashtus of the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara brings later, that it's possible to say that you have three people that saw what happened, and the Kashra Dayanim, but two of them have to get up and say Haggadah Eidus in front of the others. So there could be a Havamina, that even though Eidna Sadayin, you still need Shlosh Yashvu, you still need the Haggadah Eidus as part of the way a Beis Din works. So it's like the Gemara, two things. First of all, Eidna Sadayin, and second of all, Dayanim HaMakirin say Eidim Ein Tzrichin Lahayad Bifneim. And the third thing, Shmamina Dayanim She'eim HaKirin Chasim Yisidei Eidim, that everyone has to be Mekabel Eidus. So we have three Shmaminas. We have to understand all of them. The Gemara starts up first with the second one. Right? The Gemara says, Maskefala Rav Ashi, Shlomo Eidna Sedayin Shamina Mina. Now the Yonim HaMakim Chasim Yisidei Eidim Etzricha Lahayad Bifneim. How do you see from here that the Yonim HaMakim Chasim Yisidei Eidim don't have to say Eidus, Dil Malay Lamei Malach Tzrichit? Bishani Hacha, maybe here it's different. To come kaimi hagada bechad. Maybe at best it needs a hagada seidus, but it's enough in front of one. And v'dayanim she'im akirin chasim yisidayedim tzrichim lahayad bifnei kol echad v'echad. And maybe if you have dayanim who don't recognize, maybe you do have to be. So the Gemara says that it's the Rav Ashi saying that it's no raya. So what does the Gemara say now? How do you read the next few words? Dilma lailam. I want to say what? Dilma fakert. Dilma lailam ei malach. Ain't tzrich. Shani hachadoim kai mekaimi agada kla. Not the style of the Gemara. But the Gemara seems to say that we have two tzadim. That we have two tzadim in how to understand the memory. Is it that you don't need agada kla? Just if somebody doesn't know, you have to tell them. Well, not that seems to be a shakl v'tari. Is it a din that a Beis Din needs a Haggadah in Beis Din? Every Beis Din has to have a Haggadah, even if all three know. Or is it only that if someone doesn't know, so you have to give them the information? But it's not a halacha that you need a Haggadah. The Rishaynim are bothered here in the Gemara. Taisus has the kasha. Taisus b'shemamina. That we have this rule, Loitei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. Alright, it's a chiddush. But we accept that if you see something, it's as good as hearing it. At least as good as hearing it. Loitei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. So, Loitei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. So, what's the Havamina? You need a Haggadah Seidus if you saw it. Loitei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. So, what's the Havamina? You need a Haggadah Seidus. So Taisus says in the second teretz, the Baal Amor takes this teretz as the yikar, that it's enough gemino when they saw by night. Okay, let me explain. Loi teishmiya gadayla maria is only if Bezdin sees something and they paskin right away when they see it. Bezdin only paskins by day. Bezdin only sits down to judge by day. So if Bezdin sees by day, then there's no shaila. Bezdin immediately paskins. Because loi teishmiya gadayla maria. Seeing it is just as good as Kabbalah Seydis. That is no shaila. But where Bezdin sees by night, so that's the issue. When Bezdin sees by night, can they come the next day and paskin, or do they need a Haggadah Seydis the next day? So Taisa says, from the night before to the next day, there's no rule of Leite Shmiya Gadela Maria. Because if you saw it at night, so it's like you were Kabbalatis at night. The next day, you have to sit down again to it in time. So Taisus and the Balamor is saying that the issue here is this issue. You see the Eidus by night, and you're paskining by day, then could you say Leite Shmiya Gadela Maria? Now the words would seem to make a lot of sense. But the Ramban in the Melchama has a lot of strong kashas. This is a typical, you know, the Ramban, for those of you who never really had the opportunity to learn the Balamar and the Ramban, under the Rif, you know, you have the Hagois of the Balamar, and then you have the Melchama Sashem, which is the Ramban. The Ramban usually rips apart the Balamar. It's like one of those typical things. He goes through the whole bar of Balamar. Balamar says a number of things. He asks like a few kashas on each thing. If you count how many kashas he asks, probably a dozen kashas in the piece. The kasha that's negated to this taisvis, the Ramban asks, he says, 1 minute. What are we talking about in our Gemara? What type of Eidus? Eidus that's so what? Which Eidus is our Gemara talking about? Huh? Eidus on a signature. So what does it mean? They saw it by night and they're saying Eidus by day? What do those words mean? What did they see by night that they're saying Eidus by day? If they saw someone borrow money at night, they could pass him by day, it makes sense. They saw someone kill someone else at night, they pass him by day, it makes sense. But if they're recognizing the signature, what does it mean they saw by night? What in the world did they see by night? That they're saying Eidus by day. They recognize the signature. They're coming at the best, and they're saying, we recognize the signature, it'll be Mekayim Deshtar. Well, what Eidus did they see by night? Can someone explain? What do the words mean? Ra'u Balayla. Every other Eidus, it makes sense, because you saw something. And now you're saying, it's sucked in based on what you saw. But does it make sense by recognizing the signature? I saw something by night, not passing by day? They're not saying they saw a sign. They're saying we recognize the signature. We're kind of the signature. They say, Pash, does they have a sign on the signature? Or they compare it to another star. You see what I'm saying? In the Gemara's case, where they're being Mekayim a star, I don't understand what's happening here. What's the case? Let's say you call people into Bez, and they say, you recognize the signature? Say yes. So you ask them, when do you recognize it from? Was that necessary? Well, they say, we recognize it. We know them, you know. So the Ramban time is that there's no it doesn't make sense here, Ru'u Balayla. The whole union of Ru'u Balayla makes no sense in this case, because it's not Shaykh Ria Balayla, it's just Adam will recognize the signature. It appears that Taisus and the Balamar hold that when you say Adis and recognizing a signature, you have to say from when you recognize it. How do you recognize a signature? You have to say, oh, I recognize it because I saw this and this. That seems. You have to tell Bezdin, I recognize it because I saw them sign a different time and I noticed it, or I compared it to a star which I saw a different time. It seems that Tyson the Balamar learned that Adim will recognize the signature as really saying Adis on the previous time they saw the signature. That's what they're saying Adis on. So yes, on the previous time they saw the signature.
The star that got burned.
What?
The star got burned.
Right. If it was a shtar that got burned, but then they say this is the whole shtar. They want to rewrite the shtar. So then they say, hey, this, that we saw the shtar, we saw the signatures, then I'm asking. Because if they're saying, hey, this at a specific shtar, I'm asking. The chiddush here is they're just saying we recognize the signature. Why does someone comes into bed and he says, look, I recognize the signature. He was my chavrusa. I went with him for a few years. I know what a signature looks like. From when do you remember it? I don't know. Do you have friends whose signature you would recognize? Could you say from when you recognize it? Could you say this from when? No. I saw 100 tzedakah letters from Rapam's name. So if someone showed me Rapam's signature, I'd recognize it. If you ask me from when, I can't say on this day and this month and this year, by day, not by night, you know, or by night, not by day, I could say when I saw it. It seems that the Balamar and Tosfos hold that you have to be able to say Eidus, when you were, from when do you recognize the signature? The Rabban says, no, you say now, I recognize it, that's good enough. You're not saying the Makara. To me, the Rabban is more pashut. The Rabban is saying that you come into bed and say, Eidus, I have a tefias ayin on this. I recognize it. It seems Taz Nabal Amar say you have to say from when you recognize it. From when do you recognize it? It's a very big chiddush. There's a Gemara later in the Perek that Edim, generally, I mentioned to you in the past, Edim cannot say Edis, even when they're Gedalim, on something they saw before Bar Mitzvah. Ein yechayim laheyid al masharo bekatnusa. Even Gedalim can't say Eidus is something they saw. If you saw it when you were 10 or 11 or 12, you're possible Eidus now after Bar Mitzvah. For that, which you saw earlier. It says, except for Kiyum Shtaris. That except by Kiyum Shtaris, you could say what you saw Bekatnusa. And a number of Rishayim say, it's a kula in Kiyum Shtaris, since Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon. So we let people say, hey, this is what they saw Bikat Nusa. That's mashma like, I'm going to write to the Balamar or the Ramban? Huh? It's a raya. It's a raya to
Ramban.
You have to say what time is it?
It seems to be a riot that you do have to say from when you saw it.
It's a knowledge that they're having straight through. We're not listening to them that they're cut. It's a knowledge that they know straight through. It's a knowledge that they have.
Yeah, but the Gemara, the Gemara says you can say this way you saw Bekat Nusay. From the Gemara, you can learn the Gemara both ways. I'm saying the Rishayim who teach up that it's a Kula in Kiyum Shtaris. That means they understand like the Balamar. They understand that you're saying Eidus Begad Lusam on what you saw Bekat Nusay. You're not saying it's now, you're saying Eidus on what you originally saw. You're saying Eidus that 2 weeks ago I saw the signature and it was the same. Sounds like the Balamar, these Rishayim sound like the Balamar. The Ramban himself, it's not a kasher. You know, Ramban of Chavches doesn't say it's a Kulan Kiyum Shtaris. The Ramban holds it's Pashit, you could say Begad Lusay. Because you're not saying, hey, this is something in the past. You're just saying, right now, I recognize this. So according to Ramban, it's a davar pashut that you could say, see something now and say this on it. According to the Balamar and Tosfos, that you're really saying, hey, this on the past, on what you originally saw, so then you have to say it's a kula in Kiyum Shtaris, because you're really saying, hey, this is something you saw in the past. So Akoponim, we have two understandings of Kiyum Shtaris. Yeah. We're going to get to it on Sunday, but I just want to point out to you, Eidus of Kiyum Shtaris is Eidus Shati Yochel Azima. Eidus for Makayim Shtaris. Is it possible to be Mazim them? They walk into Bezdin, and they say, I recognize this signature. Is that Eidus Shati Yochel Azima? Yeah, it would seem, according to the Balamar, it's Eidus Shati Yochel Azima. They'll have to say, I know the signature because on this and this day, this and this place, I saw the signature. According to the Ramban, I mean, what are they going to say? They say this, I know the signature. From where do you know it? I don't know, I just recognize it. So you can't be Mazim such Aiden. All right, so we're going to get to the bottom Tysis on Sunday. We're going to learn the bottom Tysis, who gets into this issue of Eidesh Yachal Azima, which we'll see how the Ramban learns. But for now, it's just another nafkamina, l'chayra, an illustration of a nafkamina between the two shitas on what Kiyum Shtar, how Kiyum Shtaris works. I think it's much harder to find people to be Mekayim Shtaris if they have to be Eidesh Yachal Azima. That means not only they have to know from when they know, recognize the signature, they have to remember the day and the hour in which they saw it. Because they Eidesh Yachal Azima, you need to say where, when, and down to the hour. You have to say, you don't say to the minute, but you have to say to the hour when you saw the original signature. So you could have a chavrusa, you know his handwriting. You go to bed and you say, I know it's his signature. And Ben says, when? Yeah, you can remember when? How do you remember when?
So you're not really testifying on the signature, you're testifying on the mice that have. You're saying I saw him sign this paper, it's not so much his handwriting.
No, because you may not have seen him sign this paper. A Mekayim Shtaris didn't have to see the signature of this paper. He could have just seen him sign many times, and now he just looks at it and he has a Tfiyas Ayin. That's also Kiyum Shtaris.
One time I saw him sign. That's what he's saying.
One or two or three, but I don't know how many times you need. But enough that you have a Tfiyas Ayin. You have to have a Tfiyas Ayin on it. Where? We'll talk about that. Alright, so this is the din. This is the machlokes by Eidim Amakim Chasimus Yidei HaEidim. One more nekuda on this before I get to Eidna Sadayin. There's a, if you don't mind, turn to the Rush. So it's a 1.5 line Rush. Rush is easy, the Ramban is a little more difficult. So on the pages of the Rush, here on Chaf Aleph, Tavkuf Yud Ches in most of the Gemaras. And the Rush says a very big chiddush. It's in the last column on the page is a bracket pay, like a carbon asanal type pay in brackets. V'yesh l'dagdek. Right, our Gemara said that two Eidim could get up and say Eidis to the third Dayan. Right, two Eidim could get up and say Eidis to the third Dayan, that they know the signature. So the Rush says a chiddush. Yesh l'dagdek mikan. Any Eide Kiyum don't have to say this to all three Dayanim in one shot. It's enough for Eidis to say Eidis in front of one Dayan here, one Dayan there, one Dayan there. They don't have to put all three Dayanim together, which would normally be the case. So he says that by Kiyum Shtaris, it's enough to say in front of one Dayan. How do you prove that? Because in the case where they got up and said Eidus to the third Dayan, so they only said Eidus to one Dayan. It's possible because the Mefzik is Shikra. If I say this otherwise, it's okay. Two Eidim can say Eidus in front of one Dayan. The Rush is fine. It's a Chiddush. But it's a good deal from the Gemara that two Dayanim say Eidus in front of two Eidim say this in front of one Dayan, that's called Kabbalah Seidus. This is far off a cat. This is far off a Kabbalah Seidus needs a bezel. No. Tzaddik on the bottom brings the Ramban who argues. You see Tzaddik in the Karmen Esanel. Eladai she'idu b'fnei kolecha v'ech b'fnei atzmai. D'lei pasinu l'hacha v'nei shechas m'sheke. Aval b'tshuvas ha-Ramban, simit Tzaddik Aleph, he argues. Which is the Rush, is medayik from our Gemara that it's enough for two people to say this in front of one Dayan. He says it's not a right. ששנאי מכיר מחסים עצמי עצמן והם בעצמם מעידים בפני השלישי אבל כאילו קיבלו שלושתן העדוס יחד. What does that mean? Now what it means, the ones who are testifying are accepting their own Avis. So they're saying Avis in front of three. That's what he means? Well, he's saying you don't need in front of three. Have like kibul kiblu shlosh. So what does that mean? That when they say Avis, they're mekabel their own Avis. So that'll be a shayla of Eidna Sadayin. But as far as Hagadah say this with a shloisha that you have, if you hold Eidna Sadayin, so that means they're Dayanim. So they're Dayanim, so you mekabel all three. So what does the Ramban hold? That you always need a Kabbalah in front of all three. The Rosh holds, you don't always need a Kabbalah in front of all three. I'm not sure what this machlaikis is telling in exactly. It's a machlaikis.
If it's two other people who are talking to the third person.
What does that mean? If at the time they're playing aid, can they play dying also? They have two positions at one time. There are times when they sit and they yonim. Times when they talk, they're aidim. Can they be aidim who are dayonim at the same time? That's the nidayim. You have aidim who are also dayonim simultaneously. Because if you hold Eidna Sadayin, it means he could be an Eid, he could be a Dayan. But can he be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time? So Ramban holds, yes. The Shas HaGadis Eidus, that's called the Eidus in front of three people. And the Rosh says, what do you mean? When they say Eidus, there's only one Dayan. If there was a sit down, they become Dayan again. But that's what I'm saying. Eidna Sadayin. The Rosh understands Eid Nasadayim means you could be a Dayan. The same person could be an Eid. You can't be both at the same time. While you're saying Eid, you're not the Dayan. And while you're being the Dayan, you're not the Eid. So while they're saying Eid, there's only one Dayan. Ramban holds, no, they're a Dayanim. They're Dayanim who are saying Eid. They could be an Eid and a Dayanim at the same time. So see what like is. They can be Eidim and Dayanim at the same time, but they can't be Eidim and Dayanim at the same time. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if this fits in with the concept of Eidna Sadayim. Well, that's what they argue. If they could be Eidim and Dayanim simultaneously, if you hold Eidna Sadayim, is that at the same moment, or is that just that they could switch? They could put on a Dayan hat or an Eid hat, one after the other. It's like playing two positions. You know, one after the other is okay, not two positions at once. We'll see. Maybe we'll get back to this. Okay. So that's the first Shema Amina is this Shema Amina. It's actually the second Shema Amina in the Gemara, but it's the first one the Gemara discusses. The Shema Amina of Eid Dayanim HaMakirin Ein Tzrichim Ha'evafeh. And now let's get to the Shema Amina of Eid Nasadayim, which the Gemara discusses the second. First, let's see the piece of Gemara on it, and then we'll discuss Eid Nasadayim. Eid Nasadayim is already gets into many other topics. Let's see. We'll be holding the Gemara. Yosef Rababa Kamal Ashmaitza Eid Nasadayim. So Rababa was saying Eid Nasadayim, which is what the Gemara says. Shmami no Eid Nasadayim. So Gemara is the Kash. Eisvei of Saflu Rababa. We learned in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Ro'u Shleisha Ve'im Bez. If three Eidim who are at Bezdin see the new moon. So right away, somebody asked me, could you see a moon by day? Anybody ever see the moon by day?
Yes.
Did anybody ever here see the moon by day and it wasn't a full moon? You see it by day when it's not full sometimes? Yeah? Crescent. Did you notice most of the time we see the moon by day, it's a full moon. You ever notice that? You know, sometimes late in the afternoon you see a moon. So it seems always to be full. You've seen it not a full moon, just a crescent by day. It might depend on whether your whole day is Shkiyo or your whole day is Tzeis. Okay, it's rare to see, it's possible. But usually when the moon is in the same part of the sky as the sun, the moon and the sun are in the same part of the sky, usually the brightness of the sun makes that you can't see the moon. Usually you see the moon, and the moon is the sun is on the western sky. When the moon is on the other side of the sky, the darker side, that's when you can see it usually by day. Which is why usually, most of the time you see a moon, it's a full moon. And it's always in the western sky, it's not in the east. It is possible, very close to Shkia sometimes, to see the moon. Even if it's a crescent. Usually you see the moon by night. A new moon. It's usually by night. It is possible, it's Rosh Chodesh today, you can look tonight. If you look very close to Shkia in the beginning of the month, the moon is right behind the sun. So say there are times that theoretically at least it's possible. It was Shkia time and it was a new moon. Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. Ro'o shloisha v'heim bezdin. Three people saw the moon. Yamdu shnayim v'yishim l'chareim etzal ha'yachid v'yidu b'cheim. V'yayimru v'kudish ha'chodesh m'kudish. She'en ha'yachid nemar al de'atzkoi. So what do you see? Now first of all, why do you need people to say Eidus? Why do you need people to say Eidus? They saw it. They should just say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Bezin saw the moon. Let them just say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So Rashi brings that the Gemara has this kasha in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says in Achinami, if the Bezin sees the moon, they just cast it. Because Leitei Shemir Gadal Maria. It's talking that they saw it by night, which is certainly usually the case. Usually see moon by night. And being that it's the next morning, you need Kabbalah Seidus. So now, what's Rosafis Kasha? The old days, if Isak and I dechay nasadai lomeli kuliyai leisu dutai lukachu. Amalei afli didi kashuli. I had the same kasha. Vishiute Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marasa. Rav Yitzchak bar Rafuna. It's a good kasha. He asked him, and he asked him. Rafuna chibarav, chibarav the Rav. They have to go all the way up the ladder. Vabalu until he answered them. Hanach. Eidus chaydish d'iraisa, and there we pass in einay nasadai, and kim shtaris to rabbanon. So we had kim shtaris to rabbanon. We had a list once of kulis that we say by kim shtaris to rabbanon. One of the kulis is that einay nasadai. If you look back on your Tesamon Aleph when we learned the first time the idea of kim shtaris to rabbanon, I told you I think five nafkaminis, and one of them was that einay nasadai. Which is this Gemara. This is the Drabana Eid Nasadayim, which means that we say Shema Mino Eid Nasadayim, we mean only by Drabana, it's not by Deraisis. By Deraisis, an Eid cannot be a Dayim. Why not? Why can't the Eid be a Dayim? So the bottom Taisvis brings two Shitas. We're going to learn today the first, and the second one we're going to do Sunday, because the second one goes into Hazama, Yonei Hazama, which we'll talk about a little more by Rikos. But let's first see the first reason in Taisis. Hanach lei d'schaydish d'iraisa. Look at Taisis. B'd'iraisa ein eid nasadayin. Why? Tama dein eid nasadayin. Shum de b'idu shi idu l'fnei adayanim. Fesh Roshban. D'ksiv v'omdu shnei ha'anashim elu ha'edim l'fnei l'fnei Hashem l'fnei alakim. V'omdu shnei ha'anashim l'fnei. I don't know Chumash, so I can't answer that. Say l'fnei Hashem or l'fnei Elokim? Amdu shnei anashim. It says l'fnei Hashem. I have a right to you, because Taisus says l'fnei Hashem. It's not Taisus, no Chumash. Amdu shnei anashim. It says, v'amdu shnei anashim l'fnei Hashem. What does it mean l'fnei Hashem? He's in front of Bezdin. So what does the Rashbam say? How do you know from that ein eid nasadayin? V'amdu... So it's a problem. How could two people stand in front of two other people if they're the same person? If they're Adam and they're Adam, they can't stand in front of themselves. That's the whole problem. Technical problem. Huh? That's the problem. Problem is, you can't do V'amdul Shnei Anashim with Nei Hashem. How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? So Lu Yitzur, you could figure out a way to do it. It would be Kasha Vaisdas. Just sort of a technical thing that you can't. The Rishash Yes, Akasha. And the Turiyev and Rosh Hashanah is the same Kasha. That the halacha is the Dayanim have to be sitting. And the Eidim have to be standing. So Memela, it's not possible for Eidim to be Dayanim at the same time, since you can't stand and sit at the same time. So what do I need? A pasuk. A reason. Ain't a nasa dayan. It's pasuk. You don't need an extra pasuk for it. Dayanim have to sit. Eidim have to stand. What? So pasuk is saying that since they have to stand. Pasuk is not saying it's not the Hashem. We tell some Tosfos that it's because two have to stand in front of another two. He's saying, what do you mean? Two have to stand, they have to sit. You think it's goofy what Tosis means? Because they have to stand? Huh? Standing, sitting. Do you mean that's Pshat and Tosis? That they have to stand, they have to sit.
Are we saying that Tosis means that the Yikra is not been standing, but the Yikra is tonight?
I'll tell you what I'm really asking. The Rishash asked this, and then he gets into the whole thing. If you lean, is that standing or sitting? If you lean on something, is that standing or sitting? If you would, let's say if you wouldn't fall down, it's certainly standing. Let's say you lean on something that if you pulled it away, you would fall. So by Shmineser, that's called sitting. Right? In Hilchos Dayanis, it says that the Eidim could stand leaning, it's okay. And the other could stand leaning, it's also okay. So the Bach holds away. So the Shach brings two Shittas. He says, well, could be, we're talking about such Tayonim or leaning. You know what I mean? They're leaning. So they could be Tayonim and Eidim at the same time, according to the Bach Shita. Not a satisfying teretz, I mean, you know. It's a technical answer. It's a good answer, technically. That if you lean, so, you know, the Shach B'Shem Bach says that that's good for both of them, so yeah, you could do both. In Chiddush Rav Aryeh Leib, it's in Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Hay, and it was not in the shelf today, sorry. But he has a nice clair about this Reshbam. And to use our lingo for it, Va'amdu Shnei Anashim Lefnei Hashem. From there we learned that what? Va'amdu Shnei Anashim Lefnei Hashem. We learn that and ain't aid not a dying, Tosfos says, right? And that aid is not a dying. Is this a siba why an aid can't be a dying because you can't stand and sit at the same time? Or is this just a simon? In other words, do we say the Rabbanu Shlomo would be happy if an aid could be a dying? Just we can't find a way for Dayanim say, this Eidim say in front of Dayanim, it just can't do it, so that's the technical problem. A person could split himself in half, like in the science fiction books, right, and say Eidim in front of himself, it'll be fine. It's just, we can't do it. So then it's a Siva, we just can't do it. He says, it's more mistaver that the Pshat is that it's a Simen. That it's not pshat, because you have to sit, you have to stand, you have to be in front of. It's just a simen that they're different people. The Torah assumes that Edom and Dayanim are separate people. How do I know that? The Torah says, "Va'amdu shnei anashim lefnei elikim." So it's obvious that the Torah meant for them not to be the same person. Because the Torah talks about them as different people. So Rabbi Yaleib learns that it's just a simen. It's just a way of knowing that there are Anashim Nifradim, that they're totally different people. It's not because technically, you know, he has to do this, he has to do that. It's just obvious the Torah intended for Edom and Dayanim to be different people. So it's just a simin of the fact that they're I'm going to tell you what Nafkamina will be. Nafkamina would be, let's say two Edis say Edis in front of a Bez. Two of them, they get up, they say it's in front of a bezin of three. Then, while the din Torah is going on, One of the three, you know, he's got to get sick. So they dismiss him, and they fill in a third person. Now, they get a third person from the street, they have to start the entire again. What they do is, they get one of the Talmidim that was sitting and watching the whole Bez. He fills in to be a Dayan. Could one of those Edim now fill in and be the third Dayan? One of those Edim, assuming he sat there the whole time, could he now be the third Dayan? Ketzais in Simen Zayin, Sukkot and Dalet, is more to the Ketzais, which we're going to learn on Sunday, if you want to look it up. But he asks, on the Rashbam, that L'chayr like the Rashbam, it should be good. The Rashbam says the only reason you can't have a Nasadayin is because you need to do V'amdu Shnei Anashim L'fnei Olikim, L'fnei Hashem, Rab. V'amdu Shnei Anashim L'fnei Hashem. So you can't do it, so you need separate Dayanim, separate Eidim. I've been saying Zaptik Tzais. If you had the two Eidim in front of the three Dayanim, just what it says in the Torah, and then one of the Dayanim got sick, and you need a fill-in, so you can fill them in. Because it's not a spirit to V'amdu Shnei Anashim L'fnei Hashem. This is the Ketzais's Kasha. Look, Dr. Bar Yaleib, the Ketzais's Kasha only makes sense because the Ketzais learned it's a Siba. Ketzais learned that Be'etzem Eid could be a Dayan, just you have to be Mekayim, V'am Dushnei Anash, V'afnei Al Hashem. So if you can find a way that you will Mekayim it, then Eid could be a Dayan. But if you learn that it's only a Simen, it's not the Pshat, he has to stand, he has to sit, or it's just a simon that the Torah meant for them to be different people, then it's possible. Eid and Dayan are the same thing. Torah can't be the same person. They just have to be two different people. They have to be two totally different people. So this machlokes is whether the Amdushnei Anoshim is a technical reason, it's a siva, you just have to be able to do it, or it's a simon that the Torah meant for them to be different people. Taisvis goes on to a second pshat, which has to do with Eidashat Yochal Azima. I've told you many times over the years that I like when I learn something and it has to do with something I learned once before. Because I learn something once, I usually forget it. Twice, I also usually forget it, but I have a better chance. The rest of this Taisvis goes in to the question of Eidashat Yochal Azima by Eid Nasadayin, which has to do with Edim Zaymimim by Dine Mominis, which we spoke about last year when we learned Makis, the first parak. Any of you have notes from then, it would be good to look back. That's what I'm going to do. And there's a stipler. The stipler, the old prince is Simen Yudches, and the new prince is Simen Chav Dalet. It starts with the Ketzais, Simen Zayim. So if you don't know if it's the right piece, it goes in Eidashat Techel Azima. The Ketzais is a beautiful kasha. When you learn the Ketzais, you can learn the Stipla. When you read the Kasha, it doesn't make you smile, then you didn't chap what he's saying, okay? It has to make you smile, otherwise you don't chap. It's a very beautiful Kasha, and it's a Shev. We're going to spend time on that on Sunday, and hopefully cover it.